Greetings, saints of God, all across length and breadth of this country and beyond. I am happy to be back with you on this podcast, looking at the series Love Must Win. We started out and we closed 2023 looking at the love brand. And so we want to forge ahead to look now at why love must work. Why should love work? Let me use this opportunity also to wish you all a blessed and prosperous and fruitful new year, 2024. And that God's presence and power and person will show up in greater dimensions for you as we seek to know Him and to be known by Him, and that others may know Him through us as believers in Christ. This morning we're looking at why love must work. And so one of the things that must be established first and foremost is that love is our true foundation. Love is our true foundation. The word of God says in Ephesians 3 verse 17 that he would said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded. When something is rooted, it means that it is stable, it is pinned. Grounded means you are stable. You are not easily moved. You are settled. Bless God. Grounded in love. It must become our lifestyle to love, to care, to love, and to be love, the love brand that God wants us to be as believers in Christ. And so we read from St. John 13 and verse 35. Jesus Christ was speaking to the disciples. In John 13 and verse 35. And he says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. If we practice loving each other, world will realize and see that we are the children of God. They will know that we are disciples of Christ because of the lifestyle that we display before them. And you know, Matthew chapter 5, I think, there, verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Very important scripture. Not to forget, Matthew chapter 5, I think it is, and verse 16 tell us, yes. Let your light so shine before men. What's that light? Love. The lifestyle we live. We cannot hide it. The light of Christ, the salt that we carry. We carry love when there's hate and anger and envy, jealousy, and pride, malice and pride. Love must conquer. Love must dominate. Love must be in control of the human nature. The love of God constrain us, Paul said, when I don't want to do it, but the love of God constrain him. It forced him to do what he needs to do, what he didn't want to do, but because he had to do it, because love leads, love controls, love dominates. And so God love in us as believers, when once it dominates our life, then we cannot do what we want. We do what God wants us to do. Paul said in Galatians 2 verse 20, I live yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul surrendered. And if we are going to allow love to work, then we have to surrender our will and allow the will of God to fold us, to mold us, to break us, and to make us into what God wants us to be. It's important to note that when we understand that love is our true foundation, when we understand that it is commanded of our Lord Jesus Christ, and when we understand that it is what God uses to fulfill believers, and that it's our God-given responsibility to exhibit love, then we can be assured that love will work. One writer put it this way. If we want to try to find out what our foundation is, he concludes to declare that on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand. We have the right foundation. Love is the foundation, not hate, anger, and hurt, as is exhibited by some ministers and preachers. We are called to show love to the world. God bless you as we continue on this very important topic in the next episodes that will come. Amen.